Lowball offers are offers that are considered undercalculated by the companies offering them. For instance, say a company calls me to perform a series of signature notarizations for 100 pages on a document to a signer in Clemson, South Carolina. I am in Greenville, South Carolina. Therefore, I will have to travel at least 30 to 35 minutes minimum in order to get to the signer in Clemson. You are also considering that I am traveling that same 30 to 35 minutes in order to get back to home base or back to my general area of business. How much will this cost in gas? How much will it cost to print? If you're using an inkjet printer to print the package, it may use your entire cartridge to print. When I used an inkjet printer for large document packages, I would usually run out shortly after printing those packages. Each black ink cartridge would cost me $14 or so. Let's get back to travel. When you execute a signing provided by a signing service, you're usually the one printing the document package. You're receiving the package by email, also known as e-docs. After execution by the signer or signers, you're usually sealing and shipping the document package back to the signing company or title company. Therefore, you are making an extra trip. Are your time, gas, and resources worth $30? Many notaries balk at signings that are shot out at us for those low fees, hence the reason why they are considered lowball fees or lowball offers. On the other end, many of the newer notaries in the signing agent community welcome these offers as they are a chance to get their feet wet. Often, veteran notaries come in contention with these newer notaries over accepting the lowball fees because two reasons. First, accepting these lowball offers gives the signing companies carte blanche to take advantage of the newer notaries, and it also drives our overall rates down. Advice to all signing agents before accepting assignments, even if a company promises many future assignments for the low rates they provide, give deep thought of all the costs, overhead and otherwise, before accepting a lowball offer. You may find that overall, it just may not be worth it. Lowball offers are offers that are considered undercalculated by the companies offering them. For instance, say a company calls me to perform a series of signature notarizations for 100 pages on a document to a signer in Clemson, South Carolina. I am in Greenville, South Carolina. Therefore, I will have to travel at least 30 to 35 minutes minimum in order to get to the signer in Clemson. You are also considering that I am traveling that same 30 to 35 minutes in order to get back to home base or back to my general area of business. How much will this cost in gas? How much will it cost to print? If you're using an inkjet printer to print the package, it may use your entire cartridge to print. When I used an inkjet printer for large document packages, I would usually run out shortly after printing those packages. Each black ink cartridge would cost me $14 or so. Let's get back to travel. When you execute a signing provided by a signing service, you're usually the one printing the document package. You're receiving the package by email, also known as e-docs. After execution by the signer or signers, you're usually sealing and shipping the document package back to the signing company or title company. Therefore, you are making an extra trip. Are your time, gas, and resources worth $30? Many notaries balk at signings that are shot out at us for those low fees, hence the reason why they are considered lowball fees or lowball offers. On the other end, many of the newer notaries in the signing agent community welcome these offers as they are a chance to get their feet wet. Often, veteran notaries come in contention with these newer notaries over accepting the lowball fees because two reasons. First, accepting these lowball offers gives the signing companies carte blanche to take advantage of the newer notaries, and it also drives our overall rates down. Advice to all signing agents before accepting assignments, even if a company promises many future assignments for the low rates they provide, give deep thought of all the costs, overhead and otherwise, before accepting a lowball offer. You may find that overall, it just may not be worth it.